I'm not the one who recalled them, but they were recalled by the party. I was only used as a vehicle to achieve that objective. The party was actually going into the wrong direction. Everything was centered on one person. The party was deviating from its founding principles. So we had to find a way to correct those things.
But the party said they do not recognize you to take the decision that you took. You don't have the authority.
I do. If I had no authority, I don't think I would be standing by now. And you will see the party coming together, the leadership of the party coming together, taking their rightful positions, discharging their responsibility, moving forward, giving again the hope of the people of Zimbabwe that there is still hope. We can still challenge this status quo, this establishment, and we can still occupy these zones that we occupied and do more in terms of service delivery.
Let me get your response, because some people in the opposition are saying that you did the bidding of the ruling ZANU-PF. Are you working for the ZANU-PF?
I've never been to ZANU-PF. I'm bearing scars of ZANU-PF. So that is a far-fetched statement that cannot be proved. The toxic politics of our country is that anybody who has got a different opinion, anybody who has got a different way of doing things, who disagree with maybe the status quo, you are regarded as ZANU-PF. So I'm not the first one to be regarded as working with ZANU-PF, because I hold a different opinion to the leadership.
How do you feel? Because it sounds to me now that there is no opposition now in Zimbabwe, that in parliament, President Mnangagwa now has his two-thirds majority, and everybody say it's because of you.
The opposition is there. Apparently, there is no leader of the opposition. But in terms of our constitution, if the leader of our political party walks away, resigns, decides to fail to discharge his duties, the constitution is clear that the vice president, who is the most senior, takes over the reins of that political party. So I'm sure there are consultations within the party on who should take over the reins of the leadership. Coming back to ZANU-PF, that they've got the two-thirds majority, I've given them the two-thirds majority, it's not correct assessment. ZANU-PF has enjoyed the two-thirds majority before, but we have held them accountable. Even if with their two-thirds majority, we have held the ZANU-PF accountable, because we were an authentic political party, authentic opposition political party. So to me, whether they have the two-thirds majority or they don't have two-thirds majority, it doesn't matter. What matters is to hold the institution, is to hold the establishment accountable. And they should account to the people of Zimbabwe. So we are occupying these spaces not for fun, but we are occupying these spaces so that we hold ZANU-PF accountable.
Before I let you go, you said that to you, the opposition is coming together. Can you elaborate on that?
We are not only coming together as an opposition, as a CCC, but after we reconfigure our party, we will be the vehicle, because we are the most viable opposition, but we will bring all political parties in Zimbabwe under the umbrella so that we start challenging ZANU-PF. Now, we start talking about electoral reforms, media reforms, so that by the time we get to 2028, these things are things of the past, these things, we will have really responded to them.